can I start now? Yeah. Okay. Sorry for the delay. So I will try to present about how Indonesian teams doing translation for several translation projects I've involved with. Actually, this start from one project. I have created statistics from one project, and then I try to add other project then that I have greatly miscalculate the effort need to do the statistic, but you will see how difficult maybe because I'm not skilled enough to create the statistic long term one. Yeah? Maybe some of you can help me. So this is the start. Why we Indonesian team doing translation? Because in Indonesia we have around 276 million people there, and from those many people, we have several major languages. Actually, we have more than 1,000 languages, especially here. Smaller than city, we call it in Indonesia desa, kampung, village. Every village has their own languages, but do we really need to support or translate to everything? No. So at least we need to consider that to translate in this big six, yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 languages. But I only fluent in Indonesian and Japanese, so I cannot help the other languages. So I try to, okay, let's start with one language that used by the most of people here. So we can start doing something, then can be quickly used by many people. Okay, so then in my talk I will compare about LibreOffice, GNOME, and Ubuntu. Why three of them? Because I thought they have sufficient data to create long-time historical data. I thought that. Let's see how difficult it is to extract this. The other thing is that three of them has periodic release schedule, good release schedule. For instance, LibreOffice is in February right now. I think that last year they released in March and September, but I think starting this year, February and September. And then GNOME usually a little later than LibreOffice. They also release two times each year. So also Ubuntu, you can see from the version numbering, something 04, something 10. So every April and October, Ubuntu release release new version. So now I think that they have translation story available. Yes, the platform to do translation for current one, they have very detailed, very good statistic. But if you want to see the previous version, especially the version that maybe it's already out of support or something. It's not easy. So, with that in mind, I plan to compare how many string changes in its release. Is it easy to get this kind of data? How many string changes in its release? It's difficult. Why is it important? Why is it important that we translator need to know how many string or how many words need? Because we need to try to guess how many days, how many hours we need to spend to do this translation. I think it will be helpful for every project that they can create that kind of data extract to prepare those transient teams. But how far translation for ELISIS? You can use percentage. Yeah, some projects use just percentage to filter out. Oh, this language translation is definitely include into release. Maybe less than a certain percent. It's like the Mattermost. It's a beta version or something. Yeah. So again, for current version, this number is easily find out. But for past releases, yeah, you need to. I don't know. Some platform maybe still have the data. The other no. And the other thing is, I want to. Who did this translation? For instance, in my teams, in this project, I have let's say 10 members, and this project 5 members. Who really do the translation? Not all platform can provide that kind of data. But GNOME, because the workflow is using the whole file, download, claim to be translated, then upload. So it's quite obvious who doing what kind of translation. Okay, so let's see. LibreOffice. Right now, the main platform is Weblit. It has powerful search as facility. Too many options. It's quite difficult to get the correct query to convey my need to extract data I need. It also has Weblit API. Maybe I'm old school, never use API. So when I try, so many data, so many options. How to create the correct API? To that's. So yeah, actually Weblit